There is always a call from sight loss charities like RNIB for people to get their eyes checked and, if necessary, become registered as blind or partially sighted. But what does that actually mean? Well, from RNIB, we have with us Poonam Patel. Poonam, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome. Hello.
So tell me, first of all, registration, what does it actually mean?
So registration simply means being on your local social services register of people who are either severely sight impaired or sight impaired. Registration is voluntary and it's completely confidential, and it's a way of letting your local social services know that you need help and support. So each local authority will keep a register of severely sight impaired or sight impaired people living in the area. And knowing how many sight impaired or severely sight impaired people are living in the local area, it helps the local council to plan and provide the best services it can for those people.
So how would someone become registered then? How does it work?
So in order to be registered, you need to have permanent changes in your vision in both eyes, which can't be treated or corrected by wearing glasses or contact lenses. So there are two levels of registration: severely sight impaired, which used to be called blind, and sight impaired, which used to be called partially sighted. Being registered doesn't mean that you're completely without sight or that you would lose all your sight in future. In fact, most people who are registered do have some useful vision. The first step to being registered is having your sight certified by a consultant ophthalmologist. So if you're already under the eye hospital, you can discuss the possibility of registration with your eye specialist. Alternatively, you can speak to your GP, who can refer you to an eye specialist. To start the process, your consultant will assess your vision to check whether it meets the eligible criteria. And if so, they'll complete the relevant forms to have your sight certified. Generally, the consultant will look at two aspects of your vision. So they will measure how good you are at seeing detail in the distance, that's your visual acuity, and how much side vision you have, and that's your visual field. Depending on how much of these two areas of your vision are affected by your eye condition, the consultant will decide whether your sight meets the criteria to be certified as sight impaired or severely sight impaired. The criteria generally means that if you have a good visual acuity, so that means if you can read quite well on the letter chart, then you usually have to have had to lost a large part of your visual field in order to be certified. If your visual field is normal or you've got good side vision, then you would usually have to have very poor visual acuity in order to be certified. So based on these results, your ophthalmologist will measure your level of vision, and if you're eligible, they'll issue you with a certificate of visual impairment known as a CVI in England and Wales. In Scotland, it's called a BP1, and in Northern Ireland, it's called an A655. And a copy of this will be sent to your local authority, who will then ask if you wish to register your sight loss with them. And this is the second step.
Okay, so the certificates may be different around the UK, but the registration and what that actually means for people, it is pretty much the same. Now, when someone is registered, I know, Poonam, you mentioned that obviously it gives the local social services and so on an idea of people in their area, but what can it open up for people?
Yeah, so there are some advantages to getting registered. It can definitely open up a range of benefits and concessions. So firstly, it can enable you to claim a wide range of concessions, so things like half-price TV licence, help with NHS costs, help with your local council tax bill and tax allowances, leisure discounts and help with public transport. Exactly which concessions you're entitled to depends on whether you're registered as severely sight impaired or sight impaired, so there are differences between the two. Although being registered doesn't automatically entitle you to any particular welfare benefits, it can make it easier for you to claim some of them. So your registration confirms your sight loss and helps as evidence when you're making your claim. Registration is voluntary, but if you do register, as I said, it does open up eligibility for a number of concessions, and it's easier for you to prove your sight problem when you're claiming certain benefits.
Does it take a while to get registered?
So generally speaking, a copy, when you're certified at the eye hospital, a copy of your certificate that the consultant has filled out would normally be forwarded to your GP and your local authority within 5 working days from when the consultant signed it. Your local social services should normally contact you within 2 weeks of receiving the certificate, and they'll contact you to ask you if you want to be included on the register and also to discuss an assessment of your needs. So if you choose to be registered straight away, then the date of your registration should be the same as the date your consultant signed the form. Some people do like to take more time to think about whether they want to be registered. So you are entitled to do that, and you can just inform your local social services department when you've made your decision. If you are having problems with your site and you're not registered, then you can still ask for help from your local social services. Although there might be a gap between certification and registration, it shouldn't limit the help you're entitled to ask for.
Okay, so there's lots for people to take in there, Poonam. Not just you know, getting registered, but actually putting the thought behind it. You know, do I want to get registered? There may be some kind of hesitation in doing that. You know, some people may not want to admit that they're having issues with their site, but if they would like some more information before they go to, say, their GP or their ophthalmologist, is there somewhere they can get that?
Absolutely. Speak to our helpline and they'll be happy to speak to you and give you more information about registration on 0303 123 9999 or by emailing helpline@rnib.org.uk.
Poonam Patel, thank you for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
More than welcome.